Well, it's time for another outdoor report here on the Outdoor Show, and I'm going to take this report and tell you about something big that's happening with the Department of Natural Resources. This is an immediate release from the Michigan Natural Resources Trust Fund Board, who recommended 81 projects and acquisitions around the state of Michigan, totaling $48.5 million. The Board of Trustees on Wednesday recommended to Governor Jennifer Granholm that 81 recreation projects and land acquisitions totaling $48.5 million be funded for 2008. The board had considered 159 applications for projects and acquisitions totaling $83.5 million, which were competitively evaluated based on scoring criteria developed by the board. This is the largest amount the MNRTF board has recommended for grants in the history of the program. Michigan, according to Governor Granholm, and I quote, "Michigan is blessed with natural resources and special places that should be protected and enjoyed for generations to come. These recommendations represent ways that we can ensure that Michigan citizens and visitors will be able to enjoy the outdoor recreation now and in the future. I'm pleased that many of the recommendations are designed to increase accessibility to outdoor recreation around our state," end quote. The Trust Fund, by the way, was established in 1976 to provide a source of funding for public acquisition of lands for resource protection and public outdoor recreation. The funding is derived from royalties on the sale and lease of state-owned mineral rights, and in 1985, Michigan voters chose to make the MNRTF part of Michigan's constitution, ensuring this program's future. Let's see here. I got another quote here from DNR Director Rebecca Humphreys. I quote, "The recommendations made today by the Trust Fund Board will provide important outdoor recreation opportunities for Michigan families and help protect some of the places that make Michigan a conservation leader." She continues, "The Michigan Natural Resources Trust Fund helps enhance the quality of life in our state for citizens and visitors, making Michigan a national leader in creating prime outdoor recreation opportunities for all," end quote. This is the second year that some developed projects were recommended to receive up to one half of their proposed local match funding from the Recreation Access Initiative. And the initiative is in partnership between W.K. Kellogg Foundation, the Midwest Community Foundation Ventures, the Michigan Park and Recreation Association, and the DNR. The initiative is funded by W.K. Kellogg Foundation, with the purpose of the initiative being to fund the development of outdoor recreation facilities that are accessible to all people of all abilities and to promote education and awareness of accessibility issues. So this is a big deal, and there's quite a list of projects around the state of Michigan. And our next outdoor report, I'm going to focus on the projects that are going to be going on in the Upper Peninsula. So make sure you stay tuned for our next outdoor report, and you get to hear all of the projects that are planned for this money that's being appropriated for projects around the Upper Peninsula. That'll be on our next outdoor report.